Hey, Mischief Life. Hey, what? Y'all ready to stop? No? Y'all want to know why? Why? Because it's the Slam Jam. All right. Hi. Welcome to Mischief Life. It is me, Martini Martinez. If you didn't know who me is, now you do. But I'm having an emotional experience at this moment, because it is episode lucky 13. So that means that it's the end of season one, which is insanity to me that I have a season. I have a season and I have a podcast. I still haven't gotten over that part yet. But that means that it's time for a little bitty break. Why am I taking a break? Let's unpack that. So anyone who knows me in real life knows that I don't do things on time. I don't think that I'm physically capable. I shouldn't say physically. I'm physically capable. I don't think that I'm mentally capable of doing things on time. I do things really, really early or at the very last second. And with Mischief Life, there wasn't a lot of planning that happened. I kind of didn't think that a podcast was going to work, to be honest. I thought that I was going to do one episode and it was going to kind of flop. And I thought that after that episode flopped, that I wouldn't have anything else to talk about and that nobody would want to listen to, like, resident creepy goth girl tell stories about how dumb she is and also talk about the paranormal. And I was really, really wrong. And I'm happy that I was really wrong, because you guys are wonderful. I love the Mischief Society. And as it gets bigger, the newer members of the Mischief Society are super awesome too. I have a friend in St. Augustine who listened to the entire podcast in like 3 days. That's like 6 hours of me talking a day. What? Thank you. You know who you are. You're wonderful. He also has a whole lot of stories, so I'm excited to talk to him some more. But like, thank you. It blows my mind. And the fact that this podcast is in 9 countries currently also blows my mind. And I know that I say thank you and that you guys are wonderful every single episode, at least once an episode, but that's, I don't know what else to say. You're wonderful. And I can't believe that you guys want to sit here and listen to me. And thank you so much, because I know how valuable your time is and your energy. And I want to convey to you how much I appreciate all of you. And I don't know how else to do that other than to say thank you and tell you how wonderful you are all the time. That's it. But since there wasn't a lot of planning, and since I kind of didn't think that I would be that great at this, not to be like, I'm so wonderful, but like, I didn't know that I would be able to produce content in an audio-only format. But apparently I can, so I'm going to keep doing it because I love it and because you guys like it. And I like talking to you guys and hanging out with you guys, so it's going to keep happening. So there will definitely be a season 2. If there was any suspense about that, it was unintentional. There will be a season 2. I'm coming back. But I want to take more time to produce things for you. I mean, there are a lot of things that Mischief Life needs in order to soar out in the world with the rest of the podcasts. So I want to provide that, because I do. I also want to provide you guys with that. So, I mean, your input is always appreciated, but Yeah. So what's going to happen is this is the last episode of season one. And we're just kind of hanging out and talking about stuff, talking about the future and the past and time in general, the passage of time. And it's a construct, but we're talking about it. And I will be back in 1 month. So that we're skipping 2 episodes. So 4 weeks, 1 month. I don't know how many other ways I could say that, but I will be back. The first episode of season 2 of Mischief Life is going to be on April 10th. I don't know what that episode is yet. That's part of what we're doing. But during the break, I'm still going to be recording the episodes. I will still be editing. And I just want to have them ready because there have been some close calls for season 1. There was one night, it was Angel likes to edit on Saturday night, which is when I upload. So that's terrifying all the time. But there was an episode where he had to go to the ER. So I had to edit that one and I had to get it done that night while he was in the ER. That was very scary. That was a close call. I did not enjoy that. Hopefully you can't tell what episode that is, because that means I did a good job. But that kind of stuff, I would like to prevent that from happening. I also want to be able to do, there's episodes that I want to do, but I want to get more research done. And I know you're like, Martini, you have 2 fucking weeks to do research. But I have 2 weeks to do research, and then sometimes I'm just doing research on other things or talking to friends and family, confirming things about stories of stupid things I've done. So I don't always focus my full 2 weeks on that. And I also have my full-time job. Excuses, excuses. But I would like to devote, excuse you, sweet tea. My sweet tea just like did some ice cube melting noise stuff. And I didn't know what was happening. And it scared the absolute shit out of me. But I want to be able to do some more research and put some more time and effort into that so that I can bring you more episodes about haunted places and people and spooky things and just weird stuff. And a lot of weird stuff requires more research than you would think. I also like to try to debunk things while doing the research so that, you know, I cover the obvious and we're left with all of the magic. So what I would like to do is have the episodes done and ready to be uploaded so that there's not so much drama. And season 1, like I said, there wasn't a lot of planning. We were just kind of flying around and seeing what would work. So now that I know that you guys like this and I know that I like doing it, let's do it right. So I want to get a logo. As much as I'm sure that you guys love staring at my face while you listen to me talk, I think we need a logo. It's also been mentioned to me that some people would like some merch. So I want to see if we can get that going. And of course, you can't get merch without the logo. And I can't draw a logo. I can barely handle a stick figure. Barely. So I need to find a talented human. Denoise. Are you listening, Denoise? I need to find a talented human that wants to help me with that. I want to get some more social media so that I can talk to you guys more easily. I want to find more guests because you guys love it when there's a guest. So there's a lot to do. And I want to make sure that season 2 is good. I want to make season 2 better than season 1. And that's the only kind of goal that I want to have, is I want to just do better than I did. I want to give you better content than I already gave you. Things just need to keep escalating to a higher level. And in order to do that, I'm going to take a little break so that I can hunker down and throw a lot more elbow grease into this. And just kind of let's do some more producing and get things ready for you guys. So I'm going to throw some ideas at you. We're workshopping here. That's what this episode is. We're workshopping. But I would like to do some more of Is This Real? I would like to, I know you guys met Brian. You love Brian. You guys love Brian. if Brian would like to come back, which I think he would, but I would have to talk to him about that. But if Brian would like to come back, he's really good at debunking things, along with Angel. And I have some other people in mind that are good at debunking things. So I would like to talk about some haunted things and some things that are more in their wheelhouse so that we can get conversations going where everybody knows what we're talking about. We're all on the same page and everybody's able to do some research. Brian and I, in our previous episode, did a little bit of research, but the point of that episode was not really the research. Also, while I was doing the little bit of research on that place, it looks really cool. Also, the YouTube channel that I mention all the time, Martini Martinez on YouTube. I want to get that video up for you guys. And I would like to, once the Rona leaves us alone, kind of do some things that would work together with the podcast, where we talk about a place on the podcast and then we go there on the YouTube channel. I think that that would be fun. There are a lot of businesses that I want to start. And I mean, I don't know if that's going to be involved in the podcast, but pretty much my whole life is involved in the podcast. That's why it's called Mischief Life. My life is Mischief Life, which is Mischief Night just all the time. Just idiocy. Creepy idiocy all the time. That's what we do here. Oh, also, okay. Anyone who has Discovery Plus, first of all, are you enjoying binge watching Zach Bagans? The answer is yes. It's not, that's not an opinion. The correct answer to that question is yes. Because who doesn't enjoy watching Zach Bagans? I don't know. He's one third of the Dream Team. And also, oh, I just watched the Haunted Museum live that he did. I think it was 2 years ago. But two thirds of the Dream Team. It was Zach Bagans and Josh Gates. The third that's missing is me. What's happening? Someone call me. Tell me these things. The other thing about Discovery Plus, speaking of people telling me things, there's a show that I was watching and it's kind of, I don't have all my thoughts together about it yet, which is why we're talking about it here and it doesn't have a whole episode yet. But so in 2016, the owner, sold Skinwalker Ranch to some rich aerospace man. And no one told me. I mean, I knew when Pavilia was up for sale. I was on board with let's get Zach Bagans to buy it because Zach will buy anything haunted. Which I want him to buy Pavilia and also snatch up the ranch, dude. They're doing I'm using air quotes. You can't see me, but I'm using air quotes when I say investigation because they're investigating the paranormal, but there is not a paranormal researcher or paranormal investigator present. So that would be like going on an archaeological dig and the only person you didn't invite is an archaeologist. But you have like a chef. What's the point of that? What's the point of that? You're not going to find out anything. And the entire thing is, I mean, most of the entire United States is Native American land, but it's Native American land. You don't have a Native American researcher, a Native American person. We haven't talked to like any kind of shaman or historians. Nothing. Nothing. We talked about digging a hole for a good 40 minutes, though. We're on episode two. I'm on episode two. Oh, my Lord. And I have so many feelings. At one point, they're trying to do like a video conference with Rich Aerospace Man, who is not at Skinwalker for this, by the way. He's doing like office aerospace things. But They try to call him and he's like, let me get a video call going. And his phone's upside down. And they try to go into this like secret room and he punches numbers in a keypad, but they blurred out the keypad. But they did like the pixelate-y thing. And when they pixelate things, you could still see where his finger is. So like, I still know the code. So if I ever manage to break into Skinwalker Ranch and find that secret room on one of the homesteads, because there are multiple, then I know the code to get into your secret room. Oh my God, that's an alarm. I'm sorry. I'm so worked up. So worked up about this show. And I'm sure that there will be an entire episode about it, or we'll talk about it on YouTube. We will talk about it somewhere, but oh my God. Just oh my God. It's a lot. And Angel was like, well, then why are you watching it if it's a lot? And I was like, you know what? Because it's making me mad. It's making me really mad. One of the things, the reason that I talk about the paranormal as much as I do, and it's probably more than most people who study or experience the paranormal do, is because I feel the need. I think that it's part of like my mission in life is to get good information out there and make the bad information, like, stop it. Just stop it. I get it. I love horror. I mean, I work in haunted attractions. Obviously, I love horror. So I like all the, like, it's not factual, but it's spooky. I love that too. But when it comes to the paranormal, I think that it's too dangerous and too sensitive of a topic to not know what you're talking about, or to not have the correct information, or to have incorrect information that you're now basing things off of. I think that people are suffering and they need to be assisted. So you need to have all the information, and those people need to be empowered to do, if not the whole thing, some things on their own. So I would like to assist with that. You know, a paranormal investigator could come in and help you with a haunting, but when they leave, they're gone. It's just you again. You have to command your own space. Physically, mentally, emotionally, all of that. You need to command your own space. So, I mean, do what you will with that information. Also, there are people who are having haunted experiences and they're not coming to me. Come to me. I'm right here. I want to help you. If anybody won't think you're crazy, it's me. Also, the other thing, this is becoming a lot of me yelling. The other thing that I've debated on talking to you guys about is, weirdly, the WWE. Hear me out. I know this just took a turn. The WWE and I have a strange relationship where I want them to do really well, and I feel like they don't. So I want to help them. But there's some horror-related storylines that they've done, and they've done beautiful things, and they've done not beautiful things. So I really want to talk about that too, because as much as this is about the paranormal and like me doing dumb stuff, also like we need to teach people how to be scared and haunted stuff. And oh my God. So like if we're working off scary nonfiction, that's also something that we can talk about too. So what is this podcast? It's paranormal stuff, haunted attractions, and me being hopefully entertaining and hopefully funny. That's what we're doing. That's it. Those are the top three. I'm trying to keep it there because, like I said, mischief life is my life. It's the whole thing. But yeah, I want to talk about all that. I have so many pages of notes here of ideas for things that I want to talk to you all about. And a lot of them require me to do some research. I said do some research. Wow. To do some research and to kind of just get people together, get stuff together, and be overall more prepared for you guys. So, yeah. There's that. Yeah, Skinwalker Ranch is on here. Anyone who doesn't know what Skinwalker Ranch is and why I'm freaking out that people bought it and I didn't even know that it was for sale. Pretty much any, like, paranormal thing, like cryptids, UFOs, ghosts, all of it, it all happens at Skinwalker. All of it. So it's a pretty important place. I feel like the first thing that we should do is see if that thing is on some ley lines. But you know, I'm apparently we're not listening to, anyone that knows anything about the paranormal, at least on the show that I'm watching. Also, they said that it's the first time cameras have been allowed on Skinwalker Ranch, but Zach Bagans was there. And I know that because a camera was with Zach Bagans. So, I don't know where that fact is coming from or what kind of thing we're fudging to make that into a fact, but that's not true. So, yeah. I'm talking about that a whole lot because this was like 2 days ago. Also, right now, in like my actual life, there is a lot happening. We're trying to make a whole lot of big decisions right now. And I think that the podcast would suffer if I tried to make those super big decisions and then tried to do research for you guys, because I feel like I wouldn't be all there. And I don't feel right doing that. So I thought that lucky number 13 was a good number to end our season. And then we'll do 13 episode seasons from here on out. And then if you fall behind, you have a month to catch up with me. I don't want to do this 3 month break because as it is, I don't really want to take a break. I'm not the kind of person that understands why I need to take a break. My brain kind of is like, you're physically capable of doing something. You're physically and mentally capable of doing something. So why are you not doing it? So even if I'm tired, even if I'm burnt out, I'll just ignore those things or just not acknowledge them at all. And just keep going. And the performance does suffer. Like, I'm not saying that I'm immune to those things. I'm saying that I just don't listen. So part of being an adult and making myself into a better person is I need to learn to take a break. So it's going to be really hard for me because I love doing this podcast. I love it so much. I don't know what I'm going to do. The thing is, as of right now, I record on Thursdays. And I know that if I don't have the research done by next Thursday and I end up not recording, I'm going to not know what to do with myself on a Thursday night. So if you know me personally and I'm Snapchatting and texting and calling you incessantly on Thursdays, it's because I don't know what to do with my life and I need some sort of distraction from the fact that I am not recording this podcast because it's what I want to be doing. Yeah. And please, guys, when I say that I'm on break, that does not mean don't email me, talk to me, everything about the podcast. Please, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, if you're having experiences, if you need help, if any of that applies to you, if you just want to tell me that that you like my hair in that picture, whatever, please do it. It's not a break from you guys. It's a break from posting for a month. I'm still working. I'm not stopping anything. And I will be back on April 10th. I'm still going to be streaming. So I'll still be on Twitch every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's twitch.com/martinimartinez. I will try to get that video up for you about, not even about, there isn't a video. I would like to get the video up for you on YouTube. We will see if it happens. It really depends on the weather. If it's colder than 70 degrees, I'm not standing outside and washing, which is the step in the process that I'm on. I have to wash the thing. So I have to be out there with like soapy water and a toothbrush. So if it's below 70, I'm not doing that. Cause even when it is 70, I'm out there with a sweatshirt and like fluffy socks on. So no, but I hope that I hear from you guys. I know that this is a short episode, but I've also subjected you to like hour and a half episodes of me screaming. So I figure I will cut you a break this time. Let me know who you want to talk to, because I don't know who you want to talk to. I'm pretty sure everybody wants to talk to Madison. I'm pretty sure. Also, I want, as soon as Corona allows, I want a human guest in this room with me. I say this room because maybe by April 10th, there will be a plan to not be recording in a closet anymore. I don't know. Potentially. That would be nice. Maybe when we come back from season 2, we'll have some sponsors. Oh, we're living the dream now. We'll see what happens. But I wanted to let you guys know that we need to take a break. Just for a month. Be back on April 10th. I'm going to be so sad if I come back and you guys aren't here. And I will, episode 1 will just be me crying for 45 minutes at least. Just crying over the fact that I miss you. But I don't think that you guys would do that to me, because you guys have been absolutely nothing but wonderful and supportive and sweet and understanding. And you've been everything. You're everything. So keep being that. And please take care of yourselves. And all the advice that we've gone over in season 1, it still applies. You are still a member of the Mistress Society. We represent us well. We also represent Unisanas. But I will keep you guys updated with all of my plans and all of that stuff on the Facebook page, facebook.com/mischieflifepodcast. You can always email me at mischieflife@outlook.com. But I'm going to miss doing the podcast, the recording part. And I'm going to miss, like, when I upload. So when I upload, I don't get to see any stats or anything like that for 24 hours because they don't populate until then. And then, so when I wake up on Sunday, I look forward to like Sunday night when I can see how many of you have listened and like where you guys are located, because I can see like the cities that I'm in, which I'm trying to kind of cater the topics to where you guys are listening from. So, you know, if you want me to talk about your city more, then tell your friends to listen, and, you know, we can get you guys up there on the list, and then we'll talk about some stuff that's near you. Also, I've been looking at a lot of abandoned places too to talk about. So there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot. It's all a lot. It's all a lot. You guys are everything. This episode is so weird. I'm sorry. Not that any other episode isn't weird. I mean, I have one called Drool, which was also weird. We talked about fisting mayonnaise jars. It's weird. We're in a weird place. It's a weird podcast, and that's because I'm weird. But weird is good, and normal is non-existent. So, in closing, what do we want? Season 2. When do we want it? Now. No, season 2 is coming April 10th. I'm very excited about it. I'm really nervous, actually, to take this break. I don't know if you could tell that I'm just stalling because I don't want to stop talking. But I'm nervous to take this break. I hope that you guys are happy and healthy and emailing me about ideas and everything else under the sun. You're wonderful. Really, truly, honestly, you're wonderful. My sweet tea keeps talking. Stop. This is not your podcast. Though if Whataburger would like to sponsor me, I'm here for it because usually you give me really good cheeseburgers. So here for it. Okay. Okay. That's all I had to say. If I say anything else, I'm going to be really sad about taking a break. And I can't be sad about the break because the break is not a break. The break is a break for you guys and it's more work for me, which I like. But when we come back, the goals are to have a logo. There's a potential goal for maybe some merch, more guests, more topics, more research, just more. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. Any questions, comments, concerns, there's the email, mischieflife@outlook.com, facebook.com/mischieflifepodcast. You can follow me on Twitter @sugarbrilliance. I'm on Twitch every Tuesday at Eastern Standard Time. Every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Martini Martinez. And keep checking that YouTube channel. And maybe a video will pop up on there someday about me doing something. YouTube.com/Martini Martinez. I love you guys. I do. You're wonderful. I appreciate you and I appreciate your time. Memento mori, unis anis, and I will talk to you on April 10th. Love you, bye!